Especially with the TV off.
There's certainly a fourth wall type feel to it.
I could see B-Wo's reflection, so it's like I'm talking to B-Wo.
A little bit, hey.
Hey, I like this. This is fun.
This I like.
That's
this
okay.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, God damn it. Every time it's me.
You caught us. We were hanging out.
Hey, we are Octavarius, and this is, I believe, our 13th podcast.
That's unlucky.
Let's go let's introduce ourselves for this spooky podcast. I'm Mark.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brian.
Lauren.
My name is Scott.
Nick.
Spooky Keith.
Spooky Gustave.
Apparently our couch is not spooky.
It's the office couch.
Yeah, whatever.
As you can all see when listening to this, the non-spooky people.
Look, I'm not into that superstition bullshit. Let's...
Brian, do you not believe in spookiness?
No, I believe in spookiness, but I'm not going to, like, get spooky just because it's the 13th. I'd get spooky just because it's Sunday.
Yeah, let him get spooky on his own time.
Yeah, God.
Make a
choice. And you know what? I'm going to make a choice and open this letter here.
Who's it from?
It's addressed to us from Jerry Parker from Chicago, Illinois.
That is not Robert Hughes.
No, it's not. It's Jerry Parker.
It's usually Robert Hughes.
Thank you for writing in, Jerry. Hello to your
family. Let's read it first.
All right. Jerry writes to us, Dear Octavarius.
Yeah, it's us.
I get annoyed with a lot of things throughout my day. And I was wondering what some of your pet peeves might be.
Oh. What annoys
Uggsies,
us.
Jerry.
What annoys us. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. What a good question. Yeah. Jerry didn't write Hugsies. I improvised that.
Yeah, I don't think he also sent it via mail either.
No.
You know, not in the 21st
century. Improv.
Improv.
Well, I know what pisses me off a lot. I'm a really fast walker.
Oh, God damn it, you took mine?
I know where you're going with this.
You are a fast walker.
And when I'm walking to, like, the train in the morning, I've got, like, my coffee, and I'm walking really fast, and there's always someone really slow.
Yep.
Or when I'm leaving a bar or going to a bar, there's always someone who's really drunk, just kind of going to the left and the right of the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, pick a side and let me pass you. And when they just stop, and they look around, and it's as if they're purposefully trying to just stop right in front of me. I hate that. So if you do that...
That is my nightmare, Nick. It really is.
I'm in the same boat, and I especially hate it when people choose to hang out in a doorway. It's like, there are so many places to stand that are not only three feet in width. That I don't know why people choose, it's a really small place to stand, and this is the only way to get from A to B. I'll be here.
Or, like, the entrance to an L station. They were always, like, standing right there. Or, like, when you climb up the staircase, like, the Sheridan one, there's, like, three people there, and I'm like, this is 2 feet wide.
Now, do you think these people are aware of what they're doing, or are they
just completely unaware
of the world around them?
Oblivious.
Now, do you hate everyone that does that, or are there... like exceptions.
I hate you, Mark, when you do it.
I know. I'm a fast walker. I keep up with you.
But I also have, it's like when I'm late, and it always coincides with people walking slow is when I'm late as well. Like, I'm like, it's just, it's like so frustrating.
Ooh.
Just thinking about it makes me angry.
See, I had a situation, it wasn't with walking, but I was driving. I was late to work, and I'm behind a bus, right? And the bus is the stop sign out, and, like, the bus driver's arguing with the kid's mom, and it's taking forever, and I'm just getting livid behind this bus, right? And I look mad, and all of a sudden, all the kids just in the back of the bus turn around and just start waving at me and smiling.
That's what you get.
I had to smile. I couldn't be mad anymore.
You know what makes me mad? and this guy, you're going to be upset, maybe. I don't know. If someone's in my way or if someone is annoying me, it's the people who annoy me more so are people who are ugly and do this.
That is rude.
People who are unattractive, who inconvenience me, are far more annoying than people who are attractive.
It's not fair. Yeah. That doesn't make it not true,
so
Miss Delby.
I guess you're right. But so if it was like a hot person doing the same thing, it wouldn't be as annoying?
Right. It will still be annoying, but at least I'd be like, at least she's in my way and she's good looking.
No, I have the exact opposite, because I think that pretty people think that they can do whatever they want.
I agree with that.
I just,
when I see some pretty person trying to do something and it's annoying me, it just, I'm like, no, I'm not fucking falling for the, like, chicks trying to get cigarettes or something from me.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Or just trying to get something from me. And
cut in line in the bathroom. Yeah, exactly. Bar.
Oh, excuse, can I do this one thing? Because I'm pretty, I'm talking like
this.
Yeah,
and say no.
I say, like, no, absolutely not. And but then they persist. And it's just so annoying.
But if they're ugly, it's even worse. If they're ugly and they're like, can I just get in front of, like, no, ew, you're ugly. And B, I'm in line in front of you.
Don't breathe on me.
So
you
monster. You'd never become friends with Sloth then, Keith.
Well, is Sloth annoying me or is he trying to befriend me?
He was pretty annoying in that movie.
Yeah. Sloth isn't exactly
he doesn't have
the
any
soul of
skills.
Tact and...
This
manners.
Is Goonies, by the way. If anyone
yes,
hadn't seen Goonies.
My favorite movie ever.
But what?
The really?
Can yes, save your life. Of all time.
Like over Godfather Part 2? Lauren, that was a question.
Wait, what?
Would
what?
You vote Goonies over Godfather Part 2 as your favorite movie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
God, you're an idiot.
So
fucking idiot.
No, I'm not. I grew up with that movie. Oh, that was God. A movie that I watched all the time in, what? Like, our family room when my parents were having parties or when I was up sick. I, like, have a special place
terrible.
In my heart for it, so... You can go suck on that, Costello.
I've never
suck
seen
on that movies. Big old dick, Costello. I said to myself.
But
you know
I have to deal with a lot of unattractive people in my job. Because a lot of people I travel around and I perform at colleges, and a lot of the people who work student government or activities board at colleges are people who can't get friends otherwise.
Aww.
Hey, this is what annoys me.
All right. Yeah. He's got a point.
They're social climbers.
We're still
like
a lot
future
of once in a while.
Yeah, but
3 years
but
for Keith.
You don't deal with as many college kids as I do.
That's true. You would know more than we would.
I'm at 5 colleges a week, and the average thing is the people who are the activities board are often like people who are unpleasant, ugly, or fat.
Aww.
By the way, for those of you who can't see us at home, Keith is gorgeous.
Yeah.
He is gorgeous.
I'm just the epitome of good looking and masculinity. Tons
like
of testosterone.
If Keith was inconveniencing Keith, he wouldn't be mad.
It'd be probably less of a big deal.
Now, if Keith was asking Keith to, you know, cut in front of him in line, would Keith allow that?
Is it actually me?
It's like you're
yeah, but you're like right. A hat and stuff, so you don't really recognize yourself.
You know, if somebody came up to me that was like me, but wasn't me, I'd be a lot more sympathetic to them. I often do see
people that look and act just like you, Brian.
You know, like
really?
You guys always joke that our friend Jeff Barrios always is like...
Jeff Barrios.
Yeah.
That's his entrance music.
That is his entrance music.
Jeff Barrios.
I'm contractually obligated.
He is like the Latino version of me.
Yep.
And I'll have you know, when Jeff says whatever, I'll let him in. He wants whatever. It's like looking
at... He doesn't really ask for much, though.
Yeah, and he's like a bizarro version of me.
Yeah.
Well, because he's Ecuadorian?
What did you say?
Because he's Ecuadorian? Because
he's Ecuadorian. Well, it's just that it's me, but not
was
me.
Was that the case with real Bizarro, too?
Yeah. In Bizarro World, he's Bizarro Superman.
So Bizarro Superman is Ecuadorian?
Yeah.
All right, here's one thing. When I was a day camp counselor, I found the same thing, but with kids. If there was a kid that looked... or if he acted like exactly like
terrible,
I did
man.
When
seriously.
I was a kid, I would have a hard time getting him in trouble for things that I would have done when I was his age. The same thing, like if he was because I talked all the time as a kid. So if he's talking during quiet time, but he's saying something funny, it's hard for me to get mad at the kid. You know,
is there really quiet time in camp?
Well, if you're bad, and
how old
then
are these kids?
Between 5 and 8.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes
I thought they were like 15.
You said we're all bad. You wouldn't be sympathetic towards your alternate universe you?
No. I was saying all bad because Chris was starting out the sentence like, this ugly kid. Oh, these ugly kids
in my
camp.
No, he's a kid just like me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he was just,
by the way,
like,
I was adorable as a kid. I was great.
Those of you who can't
I picture
see
you
Chris
as
child,
a young, though. It's just you with a goatee. Young.
Started young.
What always happens to me is, like, I'll be walking, you know, up the stairway as fast as I can, and there'll be someone slow, and I'll be, you know, getting really annoyed, and I'll be like, I bet this person's, like, fucking ugly, or something like
that. Thank you.
But then I'll squeeze past them, and it'll just be, like, someone who has a limp, and they have a cane.
Sounds ugly to me.
Like, holding their sick child, and I'll feel horrible that I was, like, just cursing this person out in my head.
They shouldn't be out in public if they're sick with a cane with a sick baby. They should be taking care of that baby.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe they're taking the baby to the hospital. Yeah. I don't know.
Get an ambulance.
Walk in there.
Ambulances cost a lot of money. They cost like a thousand.
It's $1,000 to go like 2 blocks.
Maybe if they were a pretty girl, they could get a ride for free.
There you go.
You know,
so tired of pretty girls, man. So tired.
I. You know what really gets my goat? Shut
up, Nick.
Shepherds get his goat.
When people bash things that they don't even know about, it just gets me so upset.
Amen, brother.
I'm all about bashing things you know about. I am so into making fun of things that I know about. Like, I've watched High School Musical 1, 2, and 3 so that if I ever make fun of it, I know what I'm talking about, because I don't want to be that ignorant guy that bashes something that I don't even know what it is.
So can you give us an example?
Yeah, what's like
today?
Happened?
So today I was at the Cubs game. Today I was at the Cubs game, and this dude walks up behind me as I'm sitting, and it's like top of the ninth, and they lift the Cubs generally lift Alfonso Soriano. They make him sit on the bench usually after the sixth inning. So that if they have a lead, so that they can have a better defender in the outfield. And so they did that today. But in the top of the ninth, almost two full innings after Soriano has been lifted from the game, this asshole behind me yells out, "Soriano, you fucking suck!" And I just couldn't help myself, but I turned around to him and I said, "Dude, he hasn't been in the game for two innings. He's not even on the fucking field. Who are you heckling? He can't even hear you. He's not even out there." And the man just kind of crumpled away and felt bad.
You made him crumple, Brian?
Well, he was like, what a fucking moron. He wasn't even paying attention to the game and thought he'd look cool in front of his buddies yelling at a dude that's not even on the field.
Brian, your face is all red.
I fucking hate people that do not know what they're talking about and say bad things.
Like, stupid people.
Yeah, stupid people.
I'm more than happy if Soriano was on the field and he dropped a routine fly, rip him. Rip him to shreds.
Yeah.
Fine. That's fine. But if he's not even on the field, why are you yelling? That's like me going to, like, a Bears game and yelling out, "Jerry Azuma, fuck you!"
Brian, that reminds me
it's
of
so
this...
stupid.
Of this story. Azuma. When I went to... When I was in London for a summer studying abroad, there was this Canadian girl who was so fucking stupid. It, like, infuriated me. Like, just so fucking dumb, and I hate Canada ever since.
Oh.
I'm sorry, she ruined Canada for me.
The entire country?
We were in discussions about, I think it was like film class, and so we were talking about American cinema versus British cinema, and I made a point being like, well, yeah, in America, because the teacher didn't know, was asking us questions about American cinema, and I was like, yeah, well, in America, there's a lot more cinema happening. There's a movie that comes out every week. Every Friday, there's at least one movie coming out,
more than one.
Exactly. It's like several. And this girl, this Canadian bitch, was all like, that's not true. And what? I'm like, yeah, it's true. It's every, it's just like, no, it's not. It's like every, no, it's not a, every week. I mean, it's there's a lot of movies, but it's not every week. And I'm like, no, you're wrong.
She thinks there's less than 52 movies.
Yeah,
I can't.
And I was like, no, that's not. Like, I just couldn't explain it to her. Like, I was like, no, that's not. Let me look it up. I'll look this up.
Do new movies not come out every week anywhere else?
I don't know.
I mean, I never. When I travel outside of the country, I don't really look for cinema. So I.
Me neither. I don't know.
And so I'm really curious. Does anyone know?
Well, I wonder if, you know, if you look at movies that get dubbed, you think it's probably like a month or two after it's like American or it's released in the United States. But if you assume that all those movies get dubbed or into a different language...
Well, not all the movies that are in America go transmitted to...
A lot of them are not cool with other people's governments.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's only like certain... But then there's that, but then this other... And then another time this bitch was like, was convinced that elephants were actually afraid of mice.
They are.
They're not, dude. Yeah, I looked it. I'm telling you. I looked it up. I had this whole discussion to the point that they are not. And you're gonna say
No.
You're gonna say that they're afraid of them coming up into their trunks. Which I looked up on the end. I was like, this is a common myth. And this is. And don't make this. I don't want this to turn into that one time when you said that weed wasn't a hallucinogenic drug. And I had to look it up.
I was wrong.
This is another one of those cases, bro.
I watched the MythBusters episode.
Fuck MythBusters! I'm not fucking convinced on.
Wait, so you're not going to believe the MythBusters, but you're going to say I looked it up on the internet?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up on common myths. Then that is not true.
So what?
How could you even think that? Like, why would they elephants be afraid of mice?
They showed footage. You saw the episode.
Yeah, they showed an elephant, and they did several tests with elephants, putting a mouse-like object, putting no object, and then they used an actual mouse. And the elephant only reacted to the actual mouse, and it's not like it stood up on two legs and cringed.
Lifted
and
its skirt up and jumped up on the dinner table.
Yeah, it's not like the old Tex Avery and Looney Tunes cartoons where the elephant would do that. But the elephant would acknowledge the mouse and turn away. Now, maybe that footage was edited to do something, but generally the MythBusters are pretty on point.
I'm looking up right now.
To argue, I turn away from things that I'm not necessarily afraid of. Maybe they just think they're gross.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I don't know if they're afraid of them. I do know they have an aversion to mice.
Okay, here's
live mice, not dead mice, not things that look like mice.
Not snakes.
Here's an example. This happened to me last night. I know we've got a lot of Vampire Weekend fans in the room. Yeah, Vampire Weekend. They're a lot of fun. Yep. And I went to go put them on the jukebox last night, and a guy at work walks up to me and goes, "What are you putting on the jukebox?" I said, "Vampire Weekend." He goes, "Oh, you gonna go slit your wrists or something?" And I'm like, that's completely not, like, that couldn't be less what that is.
Yeah.
He thought Vampire Weekend was, like, depressing goth music. It's like... It's like Paul Simon-y, surf punky college boy rock.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
it's,
the name is pretty spooky.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty spooky.
It's a spooky name, but... Yeah.
I didn't get mad. I just kind of laughed. I thought that was pretty good.
You slit your wrists while you listened to...
No, elephants are not afraid of mice. One reason that many people felt this myth might be true is because they thought an elephant might fear a mouse creeping into its trunk while asleep, stopping it from breathing. However, this logic has a fatal flaw. Apart from the fact that no mouse in his right mind would choose such a crazy place for a snooze, any sleeping elephant would easily smell such a suicidal rodent.
That's true. It would not go up the elephant's trunk.
They're not afraid of it, dude. I'm reading it right now.
Source, what's your source?
What's your source?
But that's Wicked Answers.
But that doesn't really contest Biwo's statement of it. It turns away from mice when it sees it.
I'm saying that it's afraid of it. That's not afraid of mice.
I will say that they have they definitely have an aversion to them. Oh God, I'll stand by
it's
an aversion.
Retarded.
Maybe they're just annoyed by them.
Maybe they just think they're ugly. Yeah. Like
they're giant creatures.
I mean, I would just be surprised. Foolish. Maybe I'm foolish in trusting the MythBusters.
Yes.
But generally, when MythBusters do something, it's pretty solid
fun.
I'm afraid of centipedes.
I
hate centipedes.
They're much smaller than me. I don't know. I'm afraid. I just think they're so awful. I think they're awful.
They're the worst.
Those got nothing on spiders.
Silverfish are even worse because they're centipedes that can jump and fly.
Ew.
And they're awful. They're the worst creature that exists on this earth. They're awful. They serve nothing good. They do nothing good for us as people. And bugs' job are to service us as people, and it doesn't do.
Wait,
that.
What do they do? What's this centipede's
they're
purpose?
Like scavengers. They eat like dead things, like dead bits of skin. They eat crumbs. They'll eat other bugs, animal parts.
Things that spiders do without being as gross.
Decomposing items.
Spiders are so much cooler, though.
No,
webs.
Chris, I'm sorry.
Spiders are great.
Cool. They're not. They're disgusting.
I'll let a spider live. I will kill a fucking centipede any chance I get.
Like, there's one time when Brian and I were living together and we were walking up the stairs of our old apartment in college and we saw these two huge spiders. You can, and what scared me is the fact that we had Raid, but Raid doesn't kill spiders. You can't really kill a spider using chemicals.
Use a shoe.
Use a shoe. It's above you. It's got the advantage. It can jump on you.
Just leave.
Well, I did. Brian took care of it. I went into the kitchen and sat.
Makula, it's not a panther. It's a fucking spider.
Hey, look. Some people have their fears, rational or irrational.
Okay.
Nick does not like spiders. You guys don't like centipedes. I kill them both for you both. It's okay.
I can kill centipedes. Right. I just think they're so...
I'm sorry, but I'm still angry. Oh. So,
All right.
This is Troy Metzler. He's a circus elephant trainer.
Oh.
And he proposed this hypothesis. So this is speaking to him. Let me just say, we've never really gave it a thought. This is him talking about it. It seemed to me elephants was more likely to inhale the mouse and fear it. But Metzler showed mice to several of his elephants, and not one of them seemed to care much.
You know what pisses me off is when people don't know when to drop something.
I'm sorry. This is what angers me, is when I'm right and everyone's wrong.
You
can't explain it.
Castelvi, you very well might be right, but to be honest, I have... The Mythbusters have a great track record with me, and so I'm going to have to stand with them until something else...
This is what infuriates me, because it's not right.
This is not the first time he's been thwarted by the Mythbusters.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know, but gosh, those fellas really get it right most of the time.
Except this time.
That's what they have the whole show for.
They don't know everything.
They've been wrong about this before. I don't think that you're wrong... But I don't think that you're 100% right either.
I don't think you're right at all. So
I'm pretty aware. That's where
I guess we'll have to agree that I'm right.
I'm pretty aware that you are partially right.
You're just blatant. There's nothing I could do. It's the worst. It's so frustrating.
You're
kind of right.
What annoys me.
Someone's going to write in, and someone's going to help us with this. And, you know, I'm not going to hold you.
It's already been done, though. It's already on the internet. I have the information.
The circus trainer said it was true. The circus trainer, B-Wo.
You know what really grinds my gears?
He would probably know more than us.
What grinds your gears, Lauren?
All right. What grinds my gears is... my biggest pet peeve is when people lie about things that they have no reason to lie about. Like, not when you're lying to your parents because you're a teenager and you have to cover up for something. But I mean, like, you're just going about your everyday business and it's not for a joke, it's not for any good. You just lie about something, like compulsive lying.
I'll enhance a story every once in a while for fun.
Yes, but that's okay.
Story enhancing's okay,
so,
though,
like,
right?
Who's been lying to you, Lauren?
I used to have friends in high school who just would, like, just make up the craziest stories, like pretend that they didn't have siblings, lie about the craziest stuff.
But, like, maybe
you'd find out later, and I'd be like, "What the fuck
maybe
is
they
that
just,
about?"
Just pranking you.
Shitty prank!
Maybe they're not clever.
Man, you know, my dad played a prank like that on me when I was a little boy.
Yeah,
I was like 3 or 4 years old. And my father decided that it would be funny to tell me that my mother was not my real mother.
Ah.
What?
I think a couple of you guys might have heard this, but maybe you forgot. Yeah, he told me, three, four-year-old Brian, that my mom was not my real mom, and he pointed to his best friend George, George's sister, who was there, a lovely lady who I'm sure anyone would love to have as a mother. He said, "That is your real mother, George's sister." And you know, it's been a secret. So there's your real mom. And so I worked my courage. I was at a wedding on that side of the of George's family. Cause my dad is that close with his best buddy. And so I worked up my courage to go to the table that George's sister was at. And I said to her, and I stood up straight, and I had my little suit on because I was at a wedding. And I said, "Hello, my name is Brian Wool. Are you my mother?" And she laughed right in my fucking face. Oh, it was soul-crushing. Everybody at the damn table was laughing at me, and I turn around to see my father red in the face and laughing.
Did your mom know he did this?
Not immediately, but she was a little upset.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Oh, it was awful. I was so upset. I felt like such a fool. Because what a terrible trick. I accepted, okay, I love my mother, but this is my real mother. I should at least introduce myself and say hello. I'm Brian Wall. I'm
such a rational 3 to 4 year old.
3, 4 years old.
Now, Brian, how enhanced is this story you're telling us right now?
Actually, none of it right now.
Okay. Just checking. Because that pisses me off, dude. That's my pet peeve.
I'm enhancing your story?
No, I do that all the time. Oh, totally.
Yeah, I know.
But not in this podcast.
I'm friends with you. I know you'll make a story a little bit better. But, that is...
That's just fucking horrible, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it was funny for the adults, just not for me. I feel like it was a low-hanging fruit joke, but, it was really easy to do.
Did you were three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A low-hanging fruit joke.
But, I was very extroverted for a young man, so it was very easy to rip on me, to kind of take me down a notch, because I was very courageous and had no fear of judgment of anybody else at any time. So I would, I'd dance on the dance floor like nobody's business. I would go up and talk to ladies like it didn't even matter. And so I guess my father felt like it was, time to knock me down a peg. I don't know.
You're on your goddamn high rocking horse.
I'm just glad you didn't go through your whole life thinking that that was your real mom.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, that would suck if he did that for like a year.
Funny thing is, though, whenever I see George's sister, it always comes up. Like, hey, remember when you thought I was your mom? She's got a son. I think his name's Derek. He's a cute kid.
I guess, Lauren, I should probably... I know I've lied to you. Not as a prank necessarily to get you, just because you're really easy to lie to.
Yeah, you're so gullible.
It's not even the gullible. It's just so easy to just tell Lauren something's real. And she might believe it, she might not.
I think I did that experiment where I was like, Lauren, I'm going to lie to you soon. And it's just a second. And then I said something like ridiculous. Like, Lauren, did you hear that UFOs came to my house? And you're like, what? Oh, no.
So,
I said I was lying there.
So I'm sorry, because maybe I'm one of the people who pisses you off by lying. It's just maybe.
No, because I didn't know you were lying.
Well, of course, but now you do, so now I'm sorry.
You can be mad.
No, and it's the same thing with little kids. A good friend of mine, Billy Walsh, we were day camp counselors together, and he told a kid there that we convinced him that one of the counselors there was a robot. Dan, one of the counselors, Dan, we told this one kid that Dan was a robot and he couldn't have anything carbonated. If he drank any soda, he would go crazy.
It's a robot kryptonite.
Robot Dan. And he would, the last time he went crazy, it happened once, and he picked up a kid and he threw the kid up so high, the kid caught onto the wing of an airplane.
Ha!
And the kid, his name's Conrad. I was telling to him, and the kid goes,
story. "Yeah, Miss Trunchbull in Sideways Stories from Wayside School."
Well, the kid looks and he goes, "That's not true." And Bill goes, "No, Conrad, my uncle was on that airplane. He saw it. He saw it, and he told
what
me
are
about
the
it.
Odds?
The kid totally believed it." So he would come out and be like, Robot Dan, could I go to the bathroom?
Wait, they called him Robot Dan after that?
That was the only kid that called him Robot Dan.
Robot Dan.
He was the only kid that bought it.
Beep, beep, boop.
And he That's wouldn't awesome. Let him drink soda pop.
Robot Dan.
We had a guy I went to high school with that would tell stories so outlandish and obviously false. He ended every story with, I swear to God. Let me give you an example.
I had a cousin who was just like that. Dude.
So he's like Chunk from the Goonies.
Kind of.
I swear to God.
But he lied so much to us, we called him Bulljive Ralph. Like
Bulljive?
That was his name.
Oh my God, what a great name.
Bulljive? What is
Bulljive?
That mean?
Bulljive is like a 70s, I think, term.
Like bullshit, but...
Yeah, it's like bullshit, but you say jive.
Like Bulljive. A jive turkey.
So
is that what
jive
means?
Like shit turkey.
Does jive mean shit?
Jive is just like nonsense talking. Jive,
like Gleep Glorp.
Like Gleep Glorp, the common colloquialism.
It's not necessarily nonsense, but it is a little exact.
Talking out of your ass?
Yeah.
So Bulljive Ralph.
Yeah, go ahead.
He would tell a story. He had a younger brother who was mentally retarded.
Oh, that's sad.
And he would tell us stories like, yeah, last night me and my brother were walking around town and this gang came up to us. It was like 8 guys and they had knives. And I was like, hey, man, I'm going to let you take care of this one. And I just sat back and, you know, watched my brother kick their ass. And my brother couldn't take the last guy, so I had to beat him up. Like, your retarded brother beat up 7 gang members with knives. Yeah, it did. I swear to God.
Swear to God, Scott.
Swear to God, dude.
Oh, man. It's God, like I want to believe that's true.
The action movie sequel so to Rain Man.
So, I want to believe it.
So we would encourage him. We'd buy, you know, play into it. Like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy, man. That's
I great. Know, right?
So, exactly.
He must have been like, yeah, I'm doing it.
He would keep coming back with, like, more crazy stuff. Like, his uncle worked for NASCAR, was a pit crew man, and then became a driver. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's his name? I'll look him up. He's like, oh, I can't give out his name. Oh, he's a NASCAR driver, and you can't tell someone his name? He's like, well, he doesn't do it anymore. And he actually, I can't give you his name because he started working for NASA, and they're thinking about sending him.
Wait, I thought you said NASCAR.
What? Yeah,
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. He went from a NASCAR pit crew, NASCAR driver, to an astronaut.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's a logical progression.
I swear to God.
Isn't that that's what John Glenn did before?
It's fun because I could see his logical progression in this
life. Yeah.
No, wait, fuck. I've got to backtrack. Where does he work? I said NASCAR. No, NASA. Ah, that's good.
But what really upsets me, I'm a pretty tech-savvy guy. I'm very big into gadgets and computers, and I know the lingo. I've learned about shit.
You're really good with that.
I love it. Like it's if you had to call it my hobby, I'd say that's my hobby.
You're like Donatello, but human.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's like exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Q, but alive.
Donatello, but human.
I am like Donatello. I like that.
He is. He's very, you know, level-headed and very tech-savvy.
Wears purple.
So has a fun way about him.
I understand. That's very sweet. Thank you, Brian. I understand that not everyone is going to be into it as deeply as I am, and you might not know some of the terminology. You might not understand how things work. That's fine with me. I'm more than happy to understand it. I'll give you, or explain it to you. Excuse me. Let me tell you a story. I work for a company. I don't want to give out the name here, so
it's NASA.
It's NASA.
NASCAR. NASCAR.
Nessun.
No, we'll call it
Narshada.
Bladio Smack.
Oh, so NASA.
Right.
No, NASA.
No, Nissan. I didn't want to say it because
Nissan.
It's supposed to be secret, so don't tell anybody. And these two gentlemen came today, and they were asking them, you know, they brought their instruction manuals in and said, hey, we don't really know anything about this, how we want to hook this up, blah, 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 how do we do it? And I'm explaining it to them, and as I'm going through it, he's talking about an HDMI cable. For those of you who don't know what an HDMI cable is, it's the cable you use to hook up your TV, your high-definition TV, to anything that, you know, like DVD player or whatever, cable.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
So they're asking about that. And he keeps referring to it as a HDMX cable. Like the rapper. He's like, I'm like, dude.
What? Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
He keeps talking about it. And he's like, yeah, and he plugged this into here. And it turned out he'd have to either buy a different box or buy an extra part. And he was just flat out refusing. No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm like, really? You came to me to ask for help. You said you don't know anything about it. I said, here's what you need, and you're telling me I'm wrong. Go fuck yourself. And like the other guy there was like, no, I think he's right. I think he's right. And he's like, no, I've read it online. You could find something that does this. You don't need to buy anything else. I'm like, dude, give me a break. Like,
why
I just
are you
spent
here?
10 minutes. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, and
you don't like it, then
people are crazy
else.
Though, man.
Yeah,
people are so dumb.
People are really dumb. I talk to a lot
God.
Of dumb people.
My brother,
I do too. Yeah,
my brother God. David. He actually works for a cable company, and he's worked in retail, and he always relays these ridiculous telephone stories back to me, just about the morons, just absolute. You can't believe how dumb these people are to come in to call and ask the questions they're asking. Recently, he just posted on his status that someone called. Him at his cable and asked instead of asked for him to change the numbering of channels for what they're watching opposed to them changing the channel to what the actual channel is. It's like, can you change what I'm watching so that 55 is this channel?
Why?
That's what they expect.
Oh, wow.
People think that's just how shit works. That you can just call up some mystery magic man who will just snap his fingers and make your channel go from Cartoon Network to CNN.
You know, that's I had a gentleman come in with a cordless phone, like a landline cordless phone, trying to figure out why his phone wouldn't work. Okay. And we're like, well, did you plug it into the wall? He's like, no, it's cordless.
Oh goodness.
We're like, no, but yeah, it's a cordless phone, but you have to still plug it into the wall, otherwise how does it get a signal? He's like, no, it's just cordless.
No, sir, it is cordless.
You need to plug it into the wall.
I don't have to fucking do anything.
He's like, I do plug it into the wall. That's how it gets powered. How do you think it gets powered? Like, all right, goodbye.
God, I hope this guy has a college degree. Usually people like that are people that are educated and then just forget.
And sure, and like it's
that's the sad part about
it. A lot of it's very confusing. There's a lot of details, you know.
But most of it, I would say, is just pure dumb. It's just born dumb, and then your life progressively gets worse.
People be so stupid.
Or better.
So stupid. I work at a restaurant part time, and I love when somebody comes to the restaurant or calls up the restaurant and orders things that aren't even on the menu. They'll just say, like, whatever. They'll be like, yeah, I'll have the steak tartare with the catfish dinner and the side of slammin' taters.
And can I get a Domino's pizza?
They just say whatever. And you're like, we don't have that. Well, what do you have? It's like, you want me to tell you the entire menu? Yeah.
Just read it off to me.
The whole
thing.
No,
not that.
The prices?
Not like that.
That's what I would do. I would open a menu and just, as boring and blandly as I could, just list every fucking item in the list.
Water. You should make it so there's like, alright, I'm gonna read the titles, and every time you like a title, just press one of the buttons and I'll read you to this.
he'd pull out his phone and go, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Alright. No burger. No appetizer. Don't like the sound of that.
How about entrees?
I don't know.
Speaking of food, there's something out.
Hey Keith, can you give me a hand over here? I'm getting really busy.
Wait, hold on. What's the next item?
Yes, Nick. Something else.
Speaking another huge.
I got it.
Peeve of mine is people that eat with their mouth, or people talk with food in their mouth and don't chew with their mouth closed.
Oh, shit, like the, did I do that today? Because I feel like I did.
I don't know, but like when I was growing up, my dad used to always do it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it got to the point where, like, when I was, like, in third grade...
Man, Ken's gonna be pissed that you sold him out.
Man, you fucking threw him right under the bus.
My dad doesn't... School.
He's gonna show up at your door tomorrow.
With a gun.
Dude.
Two guns.
Yeah, I think Makula went to, like, etiquette school.
Is that true?
I think Makula... No, my mom made my sister and I do it. Oh, go
what?
Ahead.
Nick went to etiquette school?
We've been friends this long. I never knew you went to internet school.
Etiquette school.
What about internet school?
Everyone should go to internet school.
I went to computer camp.
That's neat.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I would have loved to do that.
Just a week long.
We'll get to Keith's computer camp. I want to know about etiquette school.
So
fuck is etiquette school?
So you have to, it was like every Saturday for a month.
What
was
that?
8 o'clock in the morning, you had to wear like nice dress pants and a white dress shirt, and you had to go there and they taught you how to sit in a chair without your back hitting the back of the chair.
Dude,
and
it's like 1800s, like noble woman.
It was literally
woman.
Like you had to be like back straight and you had like four forks, four knives, and they gave you wine glasses, but I was 8. So, you know, this is 13 years before I would have to be even...
What movie is that, like, describing? What is that, like, those etiquette school classes where it's like an old British
My
person?
Fair Lady?
Is it My Fair Lady?
Yeah.
But there's, like, a bunch of them, too.
And Princess... Isn't Princess Diaries, like...
Yeah.
She has a league of their own, they do it?
Princess Diaries.
I assume?
Even Titanic, there's some references to that. But
yeah?
If you ever watch Makula eat, especially steak... He's so proper. He cuts it so tiny.
Lauren, you have such unrelated. You have great posture.
Yeah, like,
you're
really
sitting.
Do.
It's all right.
So
much better than the rest of us.
I just took a picture of Nick sitting, so we'll share that with you guys.
Thanks. Awesome.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah.
Perfect posture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's nice.
It worked.
Perfect
Nick,
triangle.
I'll venture to say Nick McCool is the prettiest person in this room.
I've said that many times.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He's a good looking kid.
Except the back of his head's hair's messed up.
Well, no, I'm out of shampoo. So
you're out of shampoo.
And I didn't comb it because I woke up late.
What did you wash your hair with?
Soap. Today.
I've done it.
Yeah, we've all done it. We've all awful. Like you go to the shampoo
like
bottle.
Hand soap?
Or like body wash.
Oh, body
wash. Yeah, like you go to the shampoo thing, you're like, it's out. Well, soap.
blah, blah. I've never had that problem.
You're very well
Fuck
stocked.
You then, Lauren.
Lauren always has nice hair. It's very shiny. Very healthy.
Alright.
Not one of my pet peeves.
That's shiny. That's my pet peeve.
You
hate shiny hair.
Does it just like taunt you? Like, man, it's your hair ain't blind. That healthy.
It blinds me because I'm trying to live my life.
One cliche that I know a lot of people say that they hate this. But I really can't stand when people say literally and they don't mean it literally.
It's
totally funnier.
This
is an example.
We're friends now. We're friends now. But back in high school, you know, we went to the same high school. I literally knew nothing about him. I'm like, you literally knew nothing. You didn't know his name. You didn't know what he looked like.
I went to the moon.
I literally went to the moon.
It's funny.
That sounds just like what I would do.
Yeah, you do that.
But you're doing that to be funny. That's
like you'll say that he was excited about something. He'll say, I literally went to the moon.
It's literally. I try to say it 5 times at least before I say it.
He does it.
Just so you know.
So it's funny. It's like the same thing. Like that's what she said.
Just to piss people off.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Jokes. Where it's like
we start saying she said that. No,
she
I
said
know.
That.
No,
yeah.
But the thing I realized.
I do that girl said that to me.
I heard.
But I realized that no one but us gets that joke, so everyone looks at me like I'm an insane person.
A coworker of mine.
Oh, you mean that's
like,
what she said?
Can you use it? Like, how would it come up in a sentence? Like, okay, I really slammed that down hard.
She said that.
I heard her say that.
If someone else goes,
that's what she said, then you immediately retort with, she said that.
Or lady be talking.
You just add on. It's way confusing for them to hear it. In another order.
See, I do that, like, anytime my one coworker says it, I just, like, yes, dude! Nice! I just love high-fiving.
That's like my favorite thing. When someone says something dumb joke, just freak out and be like, that's the best joke I've ever heard. It usually involves screaming yes. And then,
yes,
yeah.
Dude!
Yes!
Right here!
Fuck yeah!
Boom. Nice!
Yes! Knock knock joke.
You've done that to me. He does it to me the most.
You do it
to Keith. It's okay. I do those four because they react to that.
To be fair, Keith, you say some dumb jokes for the purpose of saying a dumb joke.
I just always thought you really liked it when I made those dumb jokes.
I like it, Brian. No, I like it. I don't want this to change anything.
Oh, shit.
Like to do that, too.
What a terrible lie.
Brian, no.
Oh,
man.
Like someone that Lauren hates.
No, Brian. Don't be like that. Come on, now.
Lauren is going to fucking hate you now.
Yeah, if she doesn't hate me already.
Next time you come
I called her an idiot in this podcast.
Next time you come to rehearsal or show, Lauren's going to be like, okay, guys. Yeah, all right, 5 minutes till we go on. We're going to be right before, Patterson's genitals.
A great
improv. Is that an improv group?
Yeah.
You named it Patterson's genitals?
The Patterson's genitals?
I love that name.
Genitals. I thought it was generals.
Genitals, right? Genitals.
So you guys are going to be on in 5 minutes before the Patterson's genitals. And Castelvi eat a big old bowl of dicks.
She does that now, and I'm cool with it.
Just wait, Castelvi. One day.
What are you gonna do, Lauren?
I'm gonna walk in front of you real slow.
Oh man, I will fucking throw you out of my way. I am not even joking. God,
you know
what's so frustrating?
I can just see you tossing it like a table. It's like when you're angry. Nobody tosses the table like Matt Castelvi. You beat him in a game of checkers? Oh, boy.
Checkers be flying.
Wait, Castelvi, have you actually done that?
What? I still don't even have enough black
Don't tell me you're a board game tosser.
No, not in real life. I don't play board games enough.
I've totally flipped one before.
No, that's
what'd you do?
After I won. You threw a chair through
that's
my
okay,
screen
then.
Door once.
I said, checkmate. Waboosh!
Oh, that's great.
God, that would piss me off so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I would fucking punch you in the face.
You know what, dude, because if you do it, it would be my checkerboard or chessboard.
At the same time, if I did that to someone, I'd laugh so hard.
It's so funny.
It's such a dick move, though, so I can't really enjoy it. Like, if I flipped over Makula's chessboard at his apartment, he's like, and then just walked away.
I have a chessboard.
No. Keith is a physical game player, though. If Keith makes a good move in Scrabble, he'll get up and do a dance.
I always see the bingo alerts on my fucking Facebook.
Oh god,
bingo alerts.
That you get
well,
a bingo.
Well, Tins will normally post it. Tins destroyed me in our last game of Scrabble. He got two bingos in the game. That's when you use all 7 tiles. At once, so you get an extra 50 points. And both times, he posted it on Facebook, gloating to the world about how he was beating me in Scrabble.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was great. No, I commented too. I just supported Tins. I'm like, good word, Tins. Because I was just getting just destroyed. But yeah, I guess we do that on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Mark, what's your pet peeve or what grinds your gears?
Yeah, what grinds your gears, Mark?
So much.
I think, like, the walking slow people for sure. I think like in a more general level, things that just that I can't stand are like when somebody is put in a bad position and there's nothing they can do about it. It drives me nuts. Like if I'm reading
what
a book,
example? Yeah.
Like I'm like you know what you'll
like
see like
trapped or somewhere?
I mean like you know in a broader political way you know it's like oh people want to pass a law but like doesn't matter who's trying to do it. There's like 80 different groups that will all try their hardest to stop anything productive from happening. And it's not because they disagree with it, but because it would be a victory for some other side. You know, like we can't
pass any...
That's
what pisses you off? That's what annoys you?
It sounds a lot like
basic government problems now.
Here we are
this
talking
is very
about
that.
No, but
piss you off all
no.
the time.
But it happens...
Oh, my God.
It happens like in other contexts. You know, like someone will be like... Yeah, you know they. I'm losing my job because someone else screwed up. You know, like
how often does that happen?
More often than someone make you know like your boss makes a terrible decision and then like all of a sudden, like oh sorry we have to fire all the because the boss isn't gonna fire himself.
Yeah.
So guess who's going? You know.
It sucks.
I wish I could think of a really tangible example.
If somebody like. Let's say McDonald's raised all their fucking prices, like, way too high, right?
Oh, what a dick.
And people stopped buying McDonald's. Because some asshole decided to raise the prices at McDonald's for sandwiches, those employees at McDonald's would probably be fired and several McDonald's would close.
Yeah, I get it. So are you annoyed that that happened to other people? Or is this happening to you?
I mean, when it happens to me, then it's... really bad, but like, yeah, when like, even if I'm just like reading a book and it's happening to a character, you know,
wow.
Like I'll be like, oh,
that's,
God,
that sucks.
I don't know. I don't know if that's like a pet peeve.
Not, yeah, I don't think it is a pet peeve.
Pet peeve is like,
isn't that really more like it happens to you?
But it's something that it is definitely something that annoys me. Like when I see it or hear it, you know.
That could be a pet peeve.
I mean,
pet peeve is like, man, people who wear socks with sandals. God,
but it also said,
Germans? Oh man,
Germans?
I did that every day in high school.
You don't like Germans?
Every day I wore sandals and socks, like white heel socks.
You're not German, though, are you?
I am German.
You
actually.
Are?
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense.
Danielson.
It's so strange. Anyone that wears sandals with socks?
Danielson?
You can tell a German a mile away.
Danielson is my last name.
Which
Danielson.
Is the most
yeah.
German name.
Is not German at all.
Yeah,
German comes from my mother's.
No, it's Karate Kid, if anything.
Okay.
No.
It's not a race.
Kasselvi, why don't you like the Goonies?
What a beautiful!
This is pissing her off.
I like it okay. It's just not the best movie ever. That's what you were saying,
Steven
right?
Steven Spielberg, Chris Columbus.
Well, so what? There's a
dude. You go on an adventure under their city.
It's ridiculous. There's a mutant.
It's a there fantasy. Is a mutant.
It's a mutant.
There's a mutant.
Okay, example of a time that injustice happened that was like no win situation, right? Like I was a kid. And we used to play football outside, and we'd play tackle football because we weren't bitches. And it was like maybe fifth grade, and it started, and it wasn't like the most popular kids in the world. We were just playing football because we liked it, and then like somehow playing football on the playground became cool. And I used to be like second or third pick, And
nice, dude.
That's and, pretty good.
Yeah, I was like so happy about it.
It's solid.
Because I was like, oh, awesome. You know, it was mostly because I would just definitely run and I wouldn't be that afraid of getting hit. But then, like, all of a sudden, these cooler kids started playing, and they would literally be like, don't pick Mark.
That's so unfortunate. Sucks.
Were you, like, the kid in the red jacket, that book?
No,
the
you
kid
know
in
what?
The red jacket?
The way I first...
But
Mark
then, like,
said,
well, but what's annoying? No, but what's annoying though is then, like, I'd be like, "What the hell, guys?" And then they'd be like, "See, he's just acting up." It's really like every time I try to defend myself, they would spin it like
Stop
I was being,
so
being a
defensive.
Dick.
Did you just get? Did you beat him on the team
when
you played?
Do that to me.
Oh my god, that's such a nightmare.
Like, I'm gonna attack you, and when you defend yourself, I'm gonna say,
"No,
Stop
no one would ever
so
give me
defensive.
The ball."
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I would pick you.
Thanks, you know what, Mark? We'd all pick you second, I assume.
Probably. I'd probably pick you third.
That's fine. I'm okay second or third.
We play football? I'm not picking you.
Yeah,
second.
Football, oh, well, it depends. If it's tackle or two-hand touch.
The thing is, Mark, we're playing football.
We're playing tackle if we're playing.
It's really
we're
not
against... tackle?
Okay, yeah. What would you guys...
Mark, this is really not against
then
your
I
person.
Might
and
Mark,
I'm your friend, but
I'd
I wouldn't
Mark
pick
Mark maybe
second.
Second then if we were playing tackle because Mark's kind of fast. And he could get you.
Who else would you... I want to hear everyone's, like, football drafts out of Octavarius. I know nothing of football, so I won't say
I better
mine,
not
but...
be fucking last.
If it's tackle, number one for me is Scotty D. Scott. I'd say Scott. He's bigger than all you fuckers. Yeah. He can run over all you. All
right, let's put this in writing that I'm number one pick, okay? So sign this contract.
Finally.
Are you agreed?
Wait, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott, don't accept this right away. Make sure he's giving you some upfront money something.
I would pick Brian because you know a lot about football and you'd have good strategies.
I just shook Brian's hand.
It's not for a coach.
So this is official. Brian, when I was growing up, I would get invited to play tackle football with my friends, almost every other weekend.
Uh-huh.
Every single time... I made an excuse not to go because I didn't want to get hurt. So I am a total bitch when it comes to tackle football.
Oh, man. What a terrible move by me.
I'm great.
God, I feel like...
I love tackling
football. I played football.
I think it's really fun.
I feel like the Cleveland Browns when they drafted Tim Couch. What a...
God.
Man, I love that reference.
All five people listening would get
she
that.
She said that.
That guy was a big old bust.
I'm sorry.
Now he's going to be pissed at
I'm
us.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's a big old bust.
I'm pretty swift.
I can maneuver. I'm agile.
I'm not fast, but I'm pretty swift.
I'm pretty fucking swift.
I'm pretty big, so if I hit you, you're going to fall.
You're big, but you're real slinky leg.
Yeah, but I got big old long arms. I'll just wrap around you and fall down.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Playing football.
Yep.
You know what I really like playing? Capture the flag.
That's a great game.
I haven't played Capture the Flag in a long time.
Laura and
Let's go play, guys.
Right now.
who would you draft for your Capture the Flag team? Who would
be Makula,
not me.
Thank you. I'm finally on the letting list. I've been waiting.
I'd still pick Biwo first. I'd pick Biwo. Biwo would have a fun strategy, and he'd be so into it.
I used to play a lot of Capture
the Flag. Biwo's face would be painted in 5 minutes if we started playing. Let me get my makeup kit first. That's the first thing we're doing here.
We should play a game of Capture the Flag.
We should.
Let me get my makeup kit.
All right.
It's always like demons.
I never got the big deal about Capture the Flag.
Oh,
I don't understand the rules.
So you must never played it.
Wait, okay, if you had the game that I had, you would. Mm-hmm. It was a time when I was a young and I was a Boy Scout.
Yes,
and
that's what I was just going to say.
We had the most epic game ever because we went on our summer camp thing. We were on a submarine, and there was a troop from Scotland. They were all Scottish, and they spoke like they were really rude, and they challenged us to a game.
Maybe you guys were rude. Did you ever...
Brian, what the fuck?
They were coming up.
Just saying, it could be an international misunderstanding.
They were on a submarine.
Can't be true. You didn't say submarine.
Well, we were staying on a submarine overnight.
Wait!
This is totally an international incident.
So
I hate when people lie.
So this is all 100% true. So we're playing against each other and Capture the Flag, and
on
like
the submarine.
Well, no, this is on the submarine.
Okay,
submarine
there's not a lot of room on a submarine.
Like that scene in U-571?
Exactly.
Well, the submarine, it's docked. It's like a World War II sub, whatever.
U-571.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's not actually going under the water.
Oh, it's like the one from down Periscope.
No, U-571.
So, anyway,
They beat us. They beat us, but they keep changing the rules, and they're claiming like they don't know the rules, and it was real shady how they won.
Like,
so for the rest
silent,
of the night, we it was like on this submarine playing pranks against the Scottish kids, and it was like Scotland versus America, and it was the most fun I've ever had in Boy Scouts. It was fun.
That's
it was
awesome.
All good. We all had a lot of fun, both kids, but it was like.
I also
it was a great night.
I had an epic capture the flag game where the rules, you know, normally there's like the jail or something where
no,
if you
I
get
don't
tagged,
know.
If you
I,
get tagged, you know, by the other team, like you have to, you know, like go in some sort of jail and then your team can rescue you. Well, we were like, you know what? That sounds like bitch rules. So we just got a bunch of rope, and if they captured you, they would physically tie you to objects.
What?
And the way that you could get free was by, like, escaping.
That's awesome.
And then like, or your friends could come and untie you. But, like, if... So, which was awesome, because it took, like, 3 people to hold someone down long enough to tie them. And it was just, like, it's like a physical game
wow.
of violence.
So, that's just actual, like, fighting. And,
yeah,
and
it was
war.
So much fun.
Yeah.
They, like... I ended up getting, like hung from a tree, almost, like, by my hands and feet.
What? Oh, your hands and feet.
Yeah, not, like,
hung
yeah,
hung by
not
a tree is a pretty...
By my hands and feet.
Terrifying.
The...
Can you imagine if a neighbor just stumbled upon this child tied to a tree by his hands and feet?
No, but I felt like I was, like,
just
James
neighborhood
Bond.
Kid shenanigans.
It was awesome, because, like, I ended up, like, James Bonding it by, like, somehow unhooking my hands and then untying my feet. And then I got the flag because I was right
you
near it.
You fucking Harry Houdini.
Nice.
So,
it was
Matt,
awesome.
Real quick, the object of the game, there's 2 teams, like a big, you play in like a big field, not field, but like.
How many people do you need?
It doesn't matter. As many as you want. You need at least 2.
But
it's more fun.
It's
really
fun.
You
have a team of 4.
You
could
have
as many
as 100 on 100
yeah,
if you want
matter.
It.
So,
yeah. fun.
So, anyways, everyone starts off on sides, and there's each team has a flag or an object.
And you have to capture the flag
and bring it back to your base.
Yeah.
Safely.
But people
what's preventing people from stealing your flag?
Each other. Like there's
what do you
there's
what,
there's
what
someone
do you mean?
Who's
you
probably guarding
guard
well, you
flag.
Hide it. The
you're
flag.
Always playing offense and defense
yeah.
when playing capture the flag.
Okay.
And then
so
you
if you
tag somebody.
I mean if you're guarding it, what are you guarding it? Would you like punch the dude?
You
can
tag
you can use
them.
You can
and what happens then?
If they're on your territory, there's 2 territories. Like
no, I get it. No, I'm getting it.
Yeah, you could tag a guy.
But what happens when you tag them?
And then they would go to the jail area, or they would be out indefinitely.
And then you pick up the
rules.
Flag. You can pick the flag, and then you're trying to get it to the other side. Someone tags you. You're in jail.
They do capture the flag with a lot of things. Like they do, I did it with squirt guns in my neighborhood.
That's awesome.
I've done it at paintball arenas. You do paintball
yeah.
capture the flag. That's
it's
pretty crazy.
It's a really
I'm
fun
sure
game.
Airsoft gun people do it. Scott, former airsoft.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun to do it at night because then you can hide and sneak around.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, you get shot. You're out, man.
Well,
you get shot. You're out, man.
I hope that answered your question about pet peeves, Jerry.
Yeah. Capture the flag pisses us off.
Oh, my God.
I hate
wait.
Rachel Ray.
Guys,
I hate Rachel Ray.
Wait.
Oh.
I have a debt that I need to resolve with our listeners.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I earlier in the podcast said Trunchbull tossed somebody, a kid, into the clouds. From Sideways Stories from Wayside School. That's not true.
No, it's from Matilda.
Yeah, it's from Matilda. I was wrong, and so I'm glad that I was able to resolve my debt to you. And if you have any debt that you need to resolve, you should go to legalhelpersdebtresolution.com.
Oh,
and,
how does he do it,
and,
man?
Or give him a call. And,
at 866-963-2354. Say Octavarius sent you.
And you'll have all the debt resolution that you need.
That's
thank
debt negotiations
so
for anyone who over has $10,000 of debt or more.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was really impressed with the way you brought up today's the whatchamacallit, the ad for legal.
Our sponsor.
I really didn't know. I was like, where the fuck is he going with this?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Great work, BWO.
Well done,
hey, man.
That's why BWO is first draft.
Yeah. And Keith. Very annoyed by Rachel Ray.
I hate Rachel Ray.
Alright.
Thanks everyone who checked out our boner campaign.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Keep it going.
Campaign.
Keep it going. We are gonna make this happen. So please share it to more people.
Get
the word out.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll see you on International Boner Day, the day that boner's the word of the day.
Oh, I love knowing words.
So awesome. Thank you guys so much. If you have any questions you want us to answer in the future, send them to info@octavarius.com.
That's we'll O-C-T-A- open them in letter form.
V-A-R.
That's the promise we make to you, the listener.
You we'll send print it us out, email.
Mail it to back
you
to
you. We'll email it to
charge
us.
You for the stamps.
We'll print it out and mail it.
So goodbye, do that. Guys. And have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Octavarius.com.